Nate Tarver, one of our promoters.
Mr. Tarver, how are you, sir?
Good.
All right. All
Let Nate say something real quick because we got to get out of the way.
Ask me something. What do you want to know from Nate Tarver?
There you go.
You know what? I'm going to talk to you off the air.
You talk to me on air. I want the world to hear what we're talking
about. All I got to say to you, Nate, is shut the front door.
That's what's wrong now. We speak too much under the carpet. Let's let the world know what we're talking about.
Let's let the world know what's going on behind the pulpit.
Behind the pulpit. Shut the front door. That's what I'm going to tell Nate right now. Shut the front door. Look, hey, really, when you walk out, shut that door. You know? This is Nate Tarver. Of course, y'all remember when he brought Tony Terry the last time to the casino with Lakeside. Yeah, I was up in there. Wow.
Yeah, that was a good show,
bro,
too.
That was a good show.
And, don't forget about what goes around comes around that's sold out.
Yeah.
And forget you guys. It was so great you guys gave me the key to the city.
Yes.
And told me keep bringing it in. Keep bringing good product.
Well, Nate.
This product right here. It's the best product I have been associated with in the last 31 years.
Wow.
Behind the Pulpit tells it all.
Amen.
I heard you talking. This is a show for the entire family. We're not beating the preachers up. Every minister have seen this show here. Only thing they regret that the congregation did not see it. And if it come back anywhere in that area, they will be glad to bring their congregation because it's a show for the entire family. Mm-hmm. And we from kids mm-hmm. all the way to adults.
Okay, so everybody come. Hey, Nate, give us the prices on the tickets.
Tickets are $25.
All right.
All seats.
General admission.
General admission.
Get in when you fit in.
See that?
That's cheap.
You want a good seat? Come
early.
We can get them at the door. Tickets in the location in the area up until 1 or 2 o'clock today.
Yeah.
After that, all the tickets would be at the Peabody High School. Doors open at 7. The show starts at 8.
All right. Okay.
Get those tickets.
All right. I'll be.
And if you didn't do anything for your significant other for Valentine, this is the time that you can make it up.
This is the time to make up.
And ladies, don't let them just get away with this. Have them to bring you out to the show.
Right.
When y'all walking down that thing, hold his hand.
I want to say, make them buy that ticket.
Yeah.
Even if they don't go.
Right.
And if they don't buy that ticket, shut the front door.
That's right. That's right.
Behind you. Yeah. Okay, let me let y'all give some last words. We got to go. Our time is up. So let me let y'all go ahead and everybody. Starting with old boy on the NA and say no.
That's one.
I know. He's quiet.
That's one. Come enjoy the show. The show's going to be off the hook. Off the hook.
Yeah, come on out and buy those tickets. You're going to enjoy the show. It's a great show. Great show. We're here in Alexandria.
He just got such a soft boy.
Well, this is Tony Terry. I do want to say it's a pleasure to be here in the town, and I hope the folks come out. And I know that you're going to enjoy the show if you do come out. So come on out, see the show, hang out with us. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll be signing pictures, signing autographs, taking pictures mm-hmm. after the show. So we'll get a chance to, we'll do a little meet and greet after the show. So we'll get a chance to meet some of you and just kind of hang out and chit chat and, you know, have a good evening. And then we might find a little something to do tonight afterwards. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Lord. Y'all got bodyguards.
I know what you're talking about.
Security.
Yeah. Because you see what had happened was.
The little show. Yeah. Show went on the end right here. That's one.
Well, this is Terrell Phillips. So just come on out and let's have a little fun in the name of the Lord. Shut the front door.
That's the front door.
The front door. And we're going to lock that behind you when you get in.
Wow.
And you guys, this is Salita from Lily's Author Showcase.
Mm-hmm.
Please stay tuned to tune in tonight at 5 to 6 p.m. And we'll be talking with Talitha McKithen from Atlanta, Georgia. And after that, let's head over to the show because that's where I'm going to be.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, God.
Thank you. All right, we're out, y'all. Up
bye-bye.
Next, we got Greg Tejada.
You are the Lord God Almighty. Telling you are exalted, Lord of all the earth.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
The
Scripture says if we say we abide in it, then we ought to walk like he walked. Now, how did he walk? Well, let's look at a couple of them tonight. How did Jesus walk? He walked in victory. Tonight been a victory. Tonight been a victory service. From the time we start off on the singing, I mean, from the time y'all start gathering around in here, it's been victory in this place tonight. Oh, I'm going to tell you, there's a powerful anointing in this place. It's breaking down yokes and strongholds. I mean, it's destroying things of the devil. How many of y'all been encouraged already? You see, how many of you got your mind renewed in some aspect? You say, you know what, I can do better than what I'm doing. You know, that yoke came off of you. When the Bible says that the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing, you know what that literally means? The word anointing there means fat. In other words, a yoke was meant to go around the neck of an animal, right? And so what the anointing does, it causes you to enlarge. The devil trying to put that yoke on it, but see, you done grew. You done expand. He still got that same old yoke. The yoke don't grow. The anointing grows. The anointing increases. When the anointing increases in your life, that old yoke got to come off. You start growing, that yoke pop off of you. Then the devil bring that yoke back. He's trying to fit it on you, and it don't fit no more. He said they're too big for the yoke. That's how people, when they get set free, that yoke is destroyed because of the anointing, because of the fatness that God bring in your life. Talking about the power of God. Begin to break and stretch that yoke and make that thing useless. So when God make you fat with that anointing, cause you to grow and increase, that anointing increase, let me tell you, there's some old bondages and some old habits and some things that just don't fit you no more. All right. Hallelujah. You know, some of y'all was bound by all kind of stuff, but now you ain't bound by that no more. And somebody off here just say, no, I don't do that no more. Why? That yoke come off of you. You're not under that yoke anymore. Say, no, baby, I don't do that no more. I found something better than that. Why? The devil can try to bring some around, try to put that yoke on you and say, no, it ain't going to fit. I ain't going there. I don't do that no more. I'm sorry. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus walked in complete, total victory in everything. Now, the word victory means the overcoming of an enemy or an antagonist. Sound like the devil, don't it? It means achievement of mastery or success in a struggle or endeavor against odds or difficulties. It means to utterly vanquish. That means to overcome, to subdue completely, to gain the mastery over. You see, God's will is that you will gain the mastery over Satan. He wants you to overcome him every time he come around you. Now, how do I know that's true? Because that's what Jesus did. See, the devil never could overcome Jesus. He never was smart enough to outwit Jesus. He never was crafty enough that he could trick Jesus and get Jesus to fall for one of his schemes. How many times did Jesus fail in combating the devil? None. He never failed. So how many times did you fail? Zero. Amen. Y'all remember the story I told y'all about Gabriel when he was a little boy? About overwhelming victory? All right, this is what, let me tell you a story. What happened was my little boy was playing a PlayStation game. I went back there to check on him, playing football on the game. I went in and I just peeped in the door to see what Gabriel doing. I said, Gabriel, what you doing? He said, I'm playing a game. I said, what's the score? 300 something to nothing. I said, what? 300 something to nothing? He said, yeah. I say, Gabriel, how is that any fun? I said, don't you want the game to be a little close like a challenge? I said, you know, it seemed like the game would be more exciting if, you know, you was barely getting it. You know, you're going back and forth, but you're winning. Seemed like the excitement would be there. He said, no, Dad. He said, the object is to keep the opponent at zero. He didn't care what his score was. The whole object of the game for him, don't let him score. And when he told me that the object was to keep his opponent at zero, that's what the challenge was. It was not in how many points he scored, but to keep the zero on the other side was the whole reason he was playing. And when I heard that, I said, boy, that's an overwhelming victory. Then the Lord spoke to me and said, that's what I want y'all to have. That's exactly what I want you to have. I want you to have an overwhelming victory. I don't want the devil taking you in a triple overtime. Anytime you got a triple overtime, that means that the team's pretty evil, right? It means that he could have went either way. One play might have decided the whole thing. See, some of y'all satisfied with, well, you know, I'm going up the rough side. That means you barely make it. I'm going up the rough side of the mountain. How did that song go? What y'all, y'all know that song? What's wrong with y'all? You going up the rough side of the mountain. I'm going up the rough side. What how it go, Rob Lewis? Well, Rob Lewis, the main one leading the chorus. Yep. He's going up the rough side, how it go? Just doing your best to make it in. Oh, the choir over here. I know Pastor Cece ain't taught y'all that. Going up the rough side, doing their best to make it in. Hey, if you gotta pick a side, pick the smooth side. The Lord ain't never told us to go up the rough side. Don't brag about the rough side. He said, speak to the mountain. Command the mountain to move. Cry grace to the mountain, and it'll become a plain. Stop trying to climb up the rough side and being proud of it. How you doing today? Well, child, I'm going up the rough side. Doing my best to make it in. He was victorious in everything. He overcame temptation in Luke chapter 4. The devil came against him, spirit, soul, and body. Jesus was tested in three dimensions. He was tested in the flesh. He was tested in the psychological, the mental realm, and he was tested in the spirit. In the flesh, if you're the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. And Jesus said, it is written. See, there it is right there. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Then he was tested in the psychological, the mental realm, the soulish realm, where the devil took him up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. It's the lust of the eyes. All this will I give you if you'll fall down and worship me. Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he was tested in the spirit with the devil got spiritual with him and say, throw yourself down. For it is written. There he go. He come back with the word. See, the devil quotes scripture too. Almost say the devil misquotes scripture. He give you enough truth mixed in there to get you off. That's why you got to study the word to rightly divide it. Because the devil can give you a half of scripture and have you acting on half of knowledge. For it is written. He's quoting right out of Psalm 91. Cast yourself down, for it is written. The angels shall bear thee up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. Jesus said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He came out of that time, that season of temptation, victorious, because the scripture says that Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. That's the way you're supposed to come through temptation. The Bible says that there is no temptation taken us but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond your strength, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear. Hallelujah. So Jesus was victorious over temptation. Jesus was victorious over schemes and strategies and traps that the enemy tried to get him with. Amen. You know, they plotted against Jesus. Some of y'all have people plotting against you on your job. You have people that's trying to set you up for failure. But if you'll walk with God and walk like Jesus walked, let me tell you, all them things ain't going to work. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that arise against you in judgment to condemn you, thou shalt condemn, or you'll show it to be in the wrong. God said, their righteousness is of me, glory to God. He said, I'm the one made them righteous. Hallelujah. Over and over, they tried to scheme to get Jesus in a trap. And then they got mad at him when he didn't fall in the trap. Then they wanted to kill him. See, that's what happened. When you don't go the way somebody's scheming for you, oh, they get mad. They get so mad, they won't kill you. Don't you be scared of nobody on your job. There ain't no man on your job control your destiny.